Hi, this is Rodney Williams, working with Jeff Thiege on behalf of Borbor Arts Alliance, and we're working on yet another artist chat. For some time, we've had the privilege of talking with creative people across Gippsland, and today we're here in the home studio of Yvette Stubbs in Cloverleigh. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me to talk to you.
What we see around us, we're surrounded by artwork. It's more than likely yours. Knowing that you're a painter, you're also multi-talented with performance and other arts. Were you always like this? Is this the environment that you had as a kid?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah. My mum and dad were both artists. I just thought that, and they were incredibly productive. Dad painted on a daily basis, and that was his only income, painting. So I just thought that it was quite normal to have your parents at home doing art all the time. And so we all did art, and you didn't get even compliments for it. It was just what you did. And so when I do art because I want to do art. It has no reason other than that.
What inspires you in that regard?
Everything.
Yeah.
The whole world inspires me. The horrors of the world inspire me. The beauty of the world. The sadness that I might be feeling at a time, or sometimes I'm just wanting to have a go at somebody, and I'll do it through poetry. It's quite fun.
Yeah. Would that be the way you describe your style?
I don't know. People say to me, what's your style? I think my style in painting is surrealism. And I used to think it was abstract, but apparently abstract is when you can't see what the picture is at all. You can't see an image in it. You can't define an image. But surrealism is when you can. So I imagine that's me. And my poetry, that goes the gamut, I think.
Okay. So speaking of that, you've got this very long-term involvement with it, as well as your visual work, and with books published. We've had poems in the journal, which we ourselves produced through the Arts Alliance catchment, which is fantastic as well. You've had key roles in spoken word events for a long time. Could you give us a sense of all that fantastic history of things as well, please?
Well, I started writing initially songs, because I've got three sisters who are singer-songwriters and a late brother who was a singer-songwriter, and I just started writing. Well, my songs were always ridiculous and funny, and I decided this isn't working for me. Theirs are great. Mine aren't so great. And then all of a sudden I decided, well, bugger this, I'll write poetry. And I was a closet poet for years, until all of a sudden I was at the West Gippsland Arts Centre. I was performing Mother Courage of an evening, and I was performing The Witch in Gretel and Hansel in the daytime. And in between, there was a poetry gig happening, and everyone was just reciting, and Bette Boynton at the time was running it. And she said, would you like to read a poem? And I went, oh, and I had a poem I'd memorised that I'd written. I recited it and ran away. Now, that is interesting because it was terrifying for me. It's interesting because Mother Courage, 3 hours of dialogue. The Witch was a lot of work too. And I was terrified because I was reciting my own work. It's like a double judgment. That is why I understand others and try to encourage them and try to give them a bit of confidence to give it a go. Because once you've given it a go and you get that vibe, you can always come back and do it again.
One of your other main involvements these days is your brainchild, Poetry Bauhaus. What's it about?
Well, look, I got sick of going to Melbourne to do Poetry Bauhaus, and I'm a bit disabled these days, so the travel's a bit much. And I thought, let's start trying to bring poetry back again. Now, I've run a few poetry gigs in Warragul over the years. Arts Merge at the Mersch was one, Last Tango in Mango, and I also ran stuff at the Community House in Warragul. And this time I thought, look, why don't we start using the VRI Hall initially, because Borbor Arts Alliance started at least with that. And let's start something performance-based. And I thought that would be a great idea. So poetry, being one of my very big loves, came about. And I'm really excited about it too.
When is it scheduled to happen?
The next one is 6th of April, and it's bi-monthly at the moment. So 6th of April, 1st of June, 3rd of August, so on. So it's April the 6th is the next one, and that is at the Commercial Hotel in Warragul.
Excellent. What do the audience look forward to?
Really, the idea is that we bring original work. I also encourage musicians to come along, people who do a song, so it breaks up the poetry a bit. But the idea is to have original work that is juicy and exciting and interesting and fun. And all the open mic performers all perform for the Poetry Bauhaus Cup. So the Poetry Bauhaus Cup is won by one of the open micers, and that's judged by the people who are the features, not by me. And then whoever wins that gets to be a mini feature for the next gig. And we have a featured poet as well. So.
Just curious, Bauhaus. What's the meaning of Bauhaus?
It was a German term. It was a new art movement, and it was that idea of sort of doing alternative art. There's a whole lot of meanings, but for me it was more encouraging people to understand that this isn't just a traditional poetry gig. This is a gig that is going to be bringing up quite a lot of alternative work, and it